Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here for this very pleasant Wednesday morning. Appreciate you tuning in. My name is Bruce Dickey, and you're listening on WFIW AM and FM, Fairfield, Illinois. You're going to need scoot up, aren't you? I feel terrible. Or you can pull that microphone to you.
How about now?
That's perfect. That's perfect. I've got guests inside the studio, and I'm thrilled to have them here. They are a touring band. They've been going all over the place, successful out of Golden Gate. Do you call yourself out of Golden Gate?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yes, he does.
That's the worldwide headquarters.
The worldwide headquarters.
Absolutely.
Double Wide Debris. How you doing, Mark? Mark Chapman.
Fine, thank you, Bruce. We're happy to be here. Glad.
Mark Chapman over here on my immediate right. It's Keith Chapman, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, Keith is your boy, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yep.
Keith, you're related to Mark somehow.
A little bit, yeah.
Do you claim it all the time?
Well, just on stage.
So, there are times.
It looks good on stage.
Yeah, that's good. That's great. And I'm glad you brought the pretty one of the group. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Tracy Carter joining us there. Now, Tracy, you do all the female lead singing, I guess, but are you lead on most of the songs, or is Mark lead on most of the songs?
Most of the songs I do the lead vocals on, and I share a few with Keith.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right.
Well, that's cool. That's great. Thank you guys for coming. Appreciate it. Mark, let's talk to you a second.
Sure.
You've been in and around music your entire life, haven't you?
Most of it, yes.
When did you first decide you wanted to be a musician?
I got real serious, Bruce, after I'd messed with songwriting for a long time, but I was laid off out of a coal mine, and I was watching a show that had the great Harlan Howard was on his old Ralph Emery show.
Uh-huh.
And Harlan Howard, they were talking to him about writing songs, and he said, all you need is three chords and the truth. And I thought, you know, I think I can do that.
Yeah.
And that's when I got serious. I went to Nashville, almost starved to death. And it was a great experience.
Isn't that basically what mainly songwriters have to do? They have to go learn the trade, I guess?
Yeah, you do, because, you know, if you're going to write, and you've got to write songs that people are going to feel.
You're going to listen to.
And listen to. You've got to live. You've got to go. And you know, one thing about struggling is that you learn to let your emotions ride out there on your sleeve. And you can't, if you don't do that, you can't write.
Well, that's the thing. And correct me if I'm wrong. If you do head to Nashville, and you can tell, an audience can tell when you're not, when a person's not being genuine with their emotions, can't they?
Sure, absolutely. Because I think if you choose your words correctly, if the melody's there, there is a genuine physical connection.
Yeah.
I believe a person can feel, whether it's cardboard cut out or whether it's you've truly lived it.
How long ago did you head to Nashville?
Oh, that was back in the early 80s.
Yeah.
So
you've been writing ever since then, right?
Yeah. I've written, and I've come close a few times with people recording my stuff, but never got the big break, but I've continued to write.
Well, see, now that seems like a lot of the that seems like the story for a lot of aspiring songwriters, isn't it?
Yeah.
What kind of percentage do you think do get a big break and get a big song recorded or something?
Probably recorded? Less than 1%.
Yeah, I kind of figured it'd have to be just a gigantic lottery.
There are so many publishers that will they'll take your stuff, but then they've got to turn around and pitch
they gotta sell to artists, don't they?
Yeah, and you know, some artists will start off listening to, they may screen 1,000 songs, and it may just be, you know, the first few bars, and they're like, no, I can't, that's not, I don't, it doesn't feel right. Let me go through 1,000 and cull it down to 10 or 20.
How many songs do you think you've written over the course of those 30 years or so?
I've written.
You ever counted them up?
Almost 200.
Is that right?
Yeah. But the problem is some of my stuff got lost in a fire, house fire.
Yeah.
On paper, of course.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of songs I don't even remember, so.
That's a pretty wild story.
Yeah.
So you went down there and you've come back. You've been involved in tons of bands here in Southern Illinois.
Yeah.
So like which ones?
Giving
me the history. Give me the Mark Chapman history of the music chronology. That's the thing, Mark. I mean,
well,
do you even remember?
Well, on
a smaller basis, the Roasted Chestnuts. A-Man will tell me people who I've played with. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
That's just one of those things.
Well, the Midnight Cowboys were a popular group around here, back in the 80s. And I had, at that time, I was writing lots of material, and I wrote a lot of material for those guys.
Did you write Drinking and Thinking?
I did. I sure
Ladies
did.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. One of my favorites.
That's mine, too.
Yeah.
I love that. That's a great song, and that was an album, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
There's a story about that when Mark and I decided to do this project, I says, I just love Drinking and Thinking, but I don't have a copy of the album.
Does anybody still?
And
are they around?
They actually do. And I said, you know what? We need to get this saved.
Yeah.
And I contacted the lady over at Flora that owned the Crusades over there. And she says, well, we can get it on CD, but there's a risk of losing it if we do that.
So they had the analog tapes?
They had the masters.
Yes,
the masters. And she said, if we bake it, it may be gone forever. So I contacted... I got a hold of Mark and Randy Wilson, and I said, guys, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
You know, do you guys want to go ahead with this? Do it. I said, okay. So we did it, and I had 7 copies of it made digital for each of the band members.
No kidding.
So that they would have it on CD, and then I kept a couple for myself.
Well, then I see. Yeah, absolutely. So if you already have it digitally remastered or digitally done, is there a place that somebody can go and hear that Drinking and Thinking, like you said, Spotify or something like that? I mean, basically, you'd be re-releasing something, but
yeah,
I don't know.
I don't think there is right at the moment.
Not at the moment. And again, that's up to the guys what they want to do with it. But it was kind of my gift to them for inspiring me all of those years ago.
I may have a cassette of that somewhere. If I don't, I've got friends who probably do.
Yeah.
Because we all bought those. Back in the day, those parties at the schoolhouse and that kind of stuff.
Well, someone pointed out to me here just within the past month that there was a vinyl of that album on eBay.
Oh, is that right?
And it had my signature on it. Which
no kidding.
I don't recall.
And Amazon. It's on Amazon.
It was $130.
Yeah, he calls me into the kitchen and he's going, come and look at this. You know, and I'm like, okay, I thought maybe he'd stepped on something, you know.
Keith, that would have been something really nice for you to do. Did you think about, spending the $130 to get in the vinyl copy of that bag?
Well, I don't know. That may be a birthday gift next year if it's still around.
Now there you go. See, we're talking him into stuff. We're talking him into stuff.
Keith, I'm satisfied it's still up there.
Keith, tell me about that. Now, do you write songs too? I know that you're the lead guitar, right?
I'm not. I do, but I'm more of the melodic person. I write the melodies and the riffs and things. Where
he's writing the words.
Yeah, my dad and Tracy, they're more the lyrical people, and I'm not as lyrical as those guys are. My stronghold is, melodies and stuff.
Yeah. Who's all in the band?
Well, we have my dad and Tracy and I, and we have Bill Beek Short playing drums for us.
Okay.
And we have Bill Thomas on bass.
No kidding. So you get Beak out to go on these big tours,
he,
huh?
We sure do. He gets right in there with us.
That's outstanding. I'm talking here with with three of the folks from Double Wide Debris, Mark Chapman, Keith Chapman, along with Tracy Carter. We're here on the Bruce Dickey Show, and they're going to play some music here in a few minutes. And we're going to talk a lot more about the tours that they go on, and it's part of the creative process. And we'll be right back on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM and FM WFIW after these words. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you all tuning in today. My name is Bruce Dickey. I'm joined in studio here by a great Southern rock band. Southern, what are we calling it?
Southern Illinois rock.
Southern Illinois rock band. From Golden Gate, Double Wide Debris. It's Mark Chapman along with Keith Chapman and Tracy Carter, and they are playing. You're playing this Saturday night, Keith. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, that's right. 8 o'clock.
Where at?
Tequila Sheila's starting at 8 o'clock.
Tequila Sheila. Now this isn't your first time in Tequila Sheila's.
Oh no. We played there several times, and Mike and Sheila, they're very good to us, and all the people down there are too. We kind of call that our home base, I guess.
Right. Is this the start of a tour? Or you're going to be going back down south again pretty soon, aren't you, Mark?
We will be at Grayville this weekend, and then next week we take off. We'll be in Oklahoma and Texas. By the end of August, we'll pretty much have finished our summer tour, and we'll be taking off most of the fall just to kind of rejuvenate, and we're gonna
rejuvenate, maybe start writing some other songs.
We write and all the time we're considering another album while we're off,
How many gigs a year do you think you end up playing?
This year we've already done probably close to 50, maybe something
like quite a
50
bit.
50 60 something like that.
Wow, that's very busy. You ready to play?
Let's do one.
Tell me about the song we're going to hear, Tracy.
Well, this song we're going to hear last fall charted on the National Independent Charts, and it stayed at number 34 for 12 weeks.
Really?
Which is pretty neat. I just happened to be browsing the internet and checking out Double Wide Debris on the internet. We do that once in a while.
Everybody Googles themselves, don't they?
Yeah, and there it was on Record World Magazine, and our names were right in there between Carrie Underwood and Brad Paisley and Florida Georgia Line. And I was wait a minute, what? And I clicked on it and checked it out, and of course I was on the phone to Mark. Hey, check this out! Of course, you know, we get radio stats sent to us and things where we're at, but I thought that was pretty cool, the listing in Record World Magazine.
What's the song?
It is called "If That Don't Call for a Beer, What Does?"
If that,
I
was going to say, can you explain it? But I think that seems kind of self-explanatory.
Well, and you can also check out the video to this song on YouTube. And we had such fun making this video, and it's been one of our most popular videos to date.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. How many years ago did you write the song? How many months? Years? Days?
It was last year.
Last
spring.
Well, I'll quit bugging you. Let's hear it. This is Double Wide Debris playing "If That Don't Call for a Beer, What Does?" For a drink, what does, or a beer, what does?
A beer, what does. Cruising through the country, we're taking our time. We We got no destination, we ain't even got a dime. Cooler in the back and the day ahead of us. And if that don't call for a beer, what does?
That's great.
Gliding on the gravel at a low rate of speed. Taking time looking around to see what we can see. Nothing to decide, nothing to discuss. And if that don't call for a beer, what does? Now some of you are thinking we don't need to be drinking. There are those of us who will have to disagree. We're gonna take a chance here. We think we know the answer. There's something every situation needs. Like DWD with the Waylon next in line. I got me some Tom Petty, Hank Jr. and John Prine. Music up loud and the speakers start to bust. And if that don't call for a beer, what does? This up ahead, it's a fork in the road. How we gonna choose which way we gonna go? A coin tossed in the air, it's lost in the dust. And if that don't call for a beer, what does? Now some of you are thinking we don't need to be drinking. There are those of us who will have to disagree. We're gonna take a chance here. Think we found the answer. There's something every situation needs. Cruising through the country, we're taking our time. We got no destination, we ain't even got a dime. Cooler in the back and the day ahead of us. And if that don't call for a beer, what does? Yeah, if that don't call for a beer, what does?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. That's a great one. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Mark Chapman,
you,
Keith Chapman, and Tracy Carter with Double Wide Debris playing If That Don't Call for a Beer, What Does? I'm imagining, Tracy, help me out here. I'm assuming that when you play this in public in a dance or a bar situation, that this is a this one gets a audience response.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, usually a pretty good one, yeah.
I was sitting here wanting to yell "What does" back at you. I mean, that's an audience response song.
Absolutely.
It is, and people like beer.
Well, yes, they do. Where'd you come up with that one, Mark? I guess Mark and Tracy, you guys write this one together?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, we were.
I got a feeling it sounds like you were driving down the road.
We were. We were actually driving down the road. We were coming back from somewhere down in Tennessee, out west of Nashville somewhere. We're driving down the interstate. Tracy kicks her shoes off, puts her feet up on the dash, lights a cigarette, opens a beer, and says, "If that don't call for a beer, what does?" And I said,
"I can do something with that."
And there it is.
I can do something with that. Tell me, how do you find your gigs? I mean, you said you've got gigs coming up in Oklahoma and Louisiana. Where do you, how do you book them?
We go through a booking agency that does practically all of our booking.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We do a few local things on our own just to keep them out of it because
sure.
Everybody's got their hand out.
They look at you.
So, but 95% of our bookings are through an agency out of California.
Can you be as busy as you'd want to be? I mean, if you've already done 50 gigs this year, and you probably have another 30 or 40 to go, I would presume. Can you be as busy as you want to be, maybe, and tell your agent, hey, I'd like, you know, we've never been to Colorado or something, you know?
Right.
We do that, yeah, yes. Yeah. We actually do. If there's some place we'd like to go see, then we definitely do that. But, you know, we love to play around here, Bruce. I am very proud to be from Fairfield and Wayne County, and we all are.
Yeah.
This is such a great community we live in, and the way everybody comes together and... And it's,
well, I know you had a big crowd whenever you had the one video out there. Which video was that you did?
That was Pond Creek.
Yeah, Pond Creek. That was a good one.
Yeah, that turned out really good. And we've got a lot of local support, and we really appreciate that, you know. Everybody knows everybody in Fairfield. And what I find really just blows me away is no matter where we go,
yeah,
there's always somebody that we end up meeting.
Is that right?
That is either from Wayne County or know somebody from Wayne County.
You might be in Austin, Texas or something sometime.
It's the wildest thing for this little town and this little community. Somebody knows somebody from here.
Yeah.
Keith, where's the weirdest place you've played? What's the define weird. Define weird. The oddest crowd you might have played for or something like that, or maybe the oddest gig. What's the strangest gig you think you've had over the... See, now, you haven't been playing nearly as long as you, Mark.
No, I've been playing since I was... professionally since I was probably about 14.
Yeah, because with Mark, he would probably... You've probably forgotten more of the weird gigs, haven't you, Mark?
Well, some of them I've tried to, yeah.
I'll tell you the strangest gig.
They're probably a little bit more fresh on your mind, Keith.
I'll tell you the strangest gig. It was, this has been a long time ago. This guy wanted us, wasn't Double Wide Debris, but it was in another band that I was in with my dad, and we showed up and did, and this guy wanted us to play one song. He was going to propose to his wife, and he paid us, you know, to do this, and we just showed up and
set up for one song.
One song set up in her front yard, and he knocked on the door, and she came out, and we played this song, and he proposed to her, and then she, of course, I don't know whether they.
I was gonna say she say yes.
We don't know. And they both went in the house, and then he opened the door and went, oh yeah, there's a band out there, and then he waved at us, and then he was gone.
Well, he'd already paid you, I guess.
Yeah,
we paid. Yeah.
And so we packed up and left.
We wanted cash in hand before we even set up.
Yeah, I don't blame you a bit.
And he did.
You set up for a whole gig for one song.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Where was that? Do you remember?
That was in Mount Carmel.
Yeah. Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Well, you see, now it's good to have fans everywhere.
That's been several years ago now.
Well, you see, now Tracy was talking about it. She loves the local fans. And your fan base, I guess this is your base, Wayne County, Southern Illinois is your base. How big of an area do you think you have folks that would recognize you on the road and who that do go out to seek you out?
Well, it's, you
probably know, most of the Southeast and
Kentucky, yeah.
Carbondale, Western Kentucky.
Yeah. All over there. They, you know, they know who we are. We've reached out that far.
That's great.
So it's kind of bizarre and wild sometimes to get that recognition.
But I bet it is.
It's a lot of fun, you know.
You have a good time with it, huh?
We do. We really do.
Do we got time for another song here?
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's play another song in this segment, and you were going to play one more in the next one, right?
Yeah.
What song you want to play now, Tracy?
We are going to do a song that actually Mark and I finished up and penned at the Fairfield VFW.
We do?
That's wonderful. Local. It's a local one. Ladies and gentlemen, Double Wide Debris.
I miss hunting those mushrooms down in the Shawnee Hills, sitting on the front porch drinking from chapping still. I miss hearing all about who's been doing what to who, and all of that gossip that's making the front page news. riding my four-wheeler down to the shows. Feeling that creek mud squishing up between my toes. A pump jack popping out on an old lease road. The solitary sound of a lonesome crooked toe. Goodbye, California. Southern Illinois. Yeah, hello, Southern campfire burning to warm my soul. Cause all of these cities, they're just too damn cold. Strange faces that still remain unknown. Lord, it gives me chills right down to the bone. I need neighbors that I can trust. Well, it's a damn shame that the world ain't more like us. Cooking a kettle of chowder on a bed of coals. We're Southern Illinois, and that's the way we roll. Goodbye, California. Goodbye, Detroit. Goodbye, Chicago. Hello, Southern Illinois. Yeah, we love you, Southern Illinois.
I love it. Good Lord, that's a feathery touch.
Well, thank you.
Wow. What's the name of that one? Hello, Southern Illinois?
That is called Hello, Southern Illinois.
Oh, that's outstanding. I've got Double Wide Debris in here with me. Thank you very much. It's Mark Chapman, Keith Chapman, and Tracy Carter. Certainly not last, but certainly not least. It's all three of you just outstanding. You're listening to the Bruce Dickey Show. We'll probably do one more song when we return here on the show this morning and go chat with them some more. And we'll be right back after these words. Morning, folks. Hi, Libby. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. I'm Bruce Dickey. I'm joined in studio today. It's a treat today. I've got double wide debris in the station. Mark Chapman along with Keith Chapman and Tracy Carter. And you were just telling me a story, Tracy. Tell that story again about being number one in L.A.
Well, we released a song called Stuck in This Truck off of our second album.
Uh-huh.
And we kept getting emails, and we thought they were spam. And yeah. One day,
had some letters you just didn't recognize anything.
Yeah,
like.
And you know how your email fills up with spam, and so we kept throwing them in the trash. And finally, one day, one of us accidentally clicked on it.
Yeah.
And they were like, hey, you guys, you're number one out here in L.A., you dummies, on our radio station.
Yeah, we like it.
And we were like, oh, wow, okay, we thought it was spam. So Mark actually called the guy to see if it was legit, and he's like, yeah, man, they love you guys out here.
They probably wanted a telephone interview or something
like
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that was fun.
We just didn't have time to do it. By the time we got around to responding, the song had already kind of faded off. You know?
So, yeah, we missed the bus, you know.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, that's the cost of success. You just
But you can find that video on YouTube as well.
What was the name of that one?
It's called Stuck in This Truck.
Stuck in This
and,
Truck.
And you know, I own and operate Katy Did Trucking out by the airport.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of where we got the idea for the song.
I suspect you might have had a part in the lyrics of that one, right?
Well, actually, it's lucky that, you know, we even did the song because we were 2 weeks away from recording our album.
Oh, really?
And I called Mark on the phone and I said, oh, my God, I've got an idea for this song. We've got to write this song.
Okay.
And
you had enough time to do it.
And we had it basically wrote itself.
Well, that's outstanding.
So...
That's outstanding. Like I said, I've got double wide debris here. Mark Chapman, Keith Chapman, and Tracy Carter. Mark, you wanted to say something. Why don't you pull that microphone forward? You're going to play one more song.
Right, yeah.
I think.
Yeah,
but you were mentioning to me, and I agree with you. We've got some artists and some musicians in this area that just are amazing, don't we?
Absolutely. I've grown up, I've noticed this for many, many years, that the outstanding musicians there are in this area. Not just with guitar and not just country and not just rock, but I mean everything. Bruce, even you guys, you know.
Well,
the music around here has always been I've always been amazed by the talent. And as I got older, I realized something that I think a lot of people may not realize, but where we sit, we are three hours from Nashville.
Right.
We're 3 hours from Louisville.
Right.
We're 5 hours from Memphis.
Okay.
We're 6 hours from Chicago. We've got St. Louis. We've got Kansas City. I mean, we're surrounded by so many different styles of music, and it all collects right here in the middle.
It collects in here, and we're our own little culture of collection, isn't it?
It is, and we have all that influence, and we're just taking it ourselves and using a little bit of everything that we know to express it out in hopefully our own style. I like to think it is.
What you're playing 100 gigs a year. What's the biggest gig you've played, you think, Mark?
Oh, we've not done anything, you know, hit the big, big festival stages yet. But
you're waiting for the call from Bonnaroo?
Yeah, absolutely.
That'd be a good one.
We are. We really are.
We,
yeah.
We are
and
for
South
hired,
by Southwest.
Locally
yeah.
and nationally.
Yeah.
who do folks need to get a hold of if they want to hire you?
It's they can actually.
It's the best way online, maybe? Or
yeah,
something?
Go online, go to our website, www.doublewidedebris.com.
And it's
the booking information and everything is right there.
And it's Debris rather than what we call it, Derbish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Appreciate your patience. That's very thoughtful and kind of you.
Yeah.
You got one more song you're going to play.
Yes. This is called Gray.
What's it about?
it was actually inspired by Tracy. She called me one morning and we were talking, and I normal conversation of how are you, blah blah blah, and she just said, I'm not happy. I'm not sad. I don't know what I am. And I said, well, are you what gray is? And she's like, yeah, I think that's. And after we had our phone conversation, I sat down and probably wrote the lyrics in a couple of hours. This song seems to, I think a lot of people relate to it. But anyway, here's how it goes.
Well, this is Double Wide Debris with Gray.
Sometimes hung around with the choices that I've made. Why is it now in all this well I'm feeling oh so great, feeling so great, feeling so great. Dim the light of the black and white. Sometimes I see true colors and stare till I'm almost blind, amazed that I finally saw you. I've been searching all this time. Well, happiness has found me, a few clouds in the way. Their shadow slightly touches me, and I'm feeling oh so great. Feeling so great, feeling so great. Dim the light of the black and white. I'm feeling oh so great. Feeling so great, feeling so great. Dim the light of the black and white. I'm feeling oh so great.
Wow, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Double Wide Debris. Keith Chapman on vocals there, along with Mark Chapman and Tracy Carter. Tracy, boy, that was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, actually.
It was. I mean, Tracy's like me. She's
I love to listen to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she's not playing a thing. What? Do you, what by the way, what's your guitar? What are you playing?
Well, this right here, this is a Hummingbird. My dad has a Gibson Dove, and I've always loved his Gibson Dove.
Uh-huh.
It's been like his... You know,
he doesn't let you play
his.
It?
Well, yeah, he does now. He didn't used to. And so for my birthday one year, he got me this.
That's a nice guitar.
Yeah, it is a nice guitar.
And you play beautifully.
You can see that it's played.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's got a little use to it. It's got a little use to it. Well, I tell you what, guys. Thanks very much for coming. You're playing where again? This weekend.
Playing this weekend at Tequila Sheila's in Grayville, starting at 8 o'clock.
And on Saturday.
That's Saturday night.
Yeah. Yes.
And then heading back out on the road when?
Next weekend, Wednesday. We're leaving out Wednesday.
Yeah, we probably won't be back until next Tuesday, probably, or so.
Yeah, we'll be going to, we're heading out toward into Oklahoma, then we'll be heading down toward Dallas, Austin, and we'll be down toward El Paso toward the end of, by next weekend, we'll be in around El Paso, Marfa, Texas, I think it is.
No kidding.
Yeah,
that's a long way out.
Yeah, that's long.
Yeah. That's a long way out. Well,
yeah, about 20
but
hours.
Hey, Bruce, before we go, I want to say we are for hire around here locally. We love to play for everybody. Check us out. We're cheaper than you think.
The double wide debris, all spelled out, .com, right?
Yes, www.doublewidedebris.com. Check our videos out on Facebook or on YouTube. You can find us on Facebook, and also all of our albums are available on Amazon, iTunes, Walmart.com, Kmart.com, Target.com. We're also on Rhapsody and Spotify. Check us out.
That sounds wonderful. Thanks very much for coming in, Tracy. Thanks for coming in, Mark. Appreciate it. Keith, thank you all so much.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today. We'll talk to you all again tomorrow.